Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
If you've ever heard a successful second date on our show before, where we actually get a couple to agree to go out again, you've probably wondered the obvious question. Afterwards, has Brooke ever asked if she could join them in the bedroom?
And that's not what I thought you were going to say. Well,
the answer is no.
No.
Okay? Absolutely not.
No.
She does
Thank
not
you.
Ask.
Legally, I don't think she can.
Yeah, she just shows up.
No! With
she brings a case of boxed wine, a 20-pack of Astroglide, and she's like, let's do this.
You owe me this.
Mama's ready.
But in addition to that, you've probably also wondered, how did that second outing go?
Yeah, for sure. I always wonder.
Yeah, people text in all the time, but we also will talk about, like, I wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, you want to know, are they still together?
Yeah.
Did Brooke break them up? We're going to get some of those answers today from one couple who was on with us a few months back. And a lot of listeners have been asking how this one turned out.
Brooke, how did it turn out? Tell
us. I'm just going to tell you, it was good.
Okay. Well, we're going to play the original second date call first, and then we'll speak to them and find out how things are going now. Ooh. It's your second date update right now.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We've got a guy on the phone for a second date update today. His name is Kurt. And Kurt's request is kind of weird.
Okay.
Because normally when people write into the show for help, there was an actual date that happened.
Yeah.
But Kurt hasn't really been out with this woman yet.
Well, then why are we even talking to Kurt?
Then it doesn't count.
There's like, so many people that request these. I'm sorry. Why are we wasting time with people that aren't following
the rules? Well, it's kind of like, you know, middle school rules where Kurt wants us to ask her friend to go ask her if she likes him. And then she'll tell her friend to come back to us.
Oh.
And then we'll report it back to Kurt.
And no, it's like, do you like them or like them?
Circle yes, no, or maybe on this crumpled up piece of paper.
Oh,
can no one be an adult these days?
No. I don't know, Kurt.
Can you?
Can you?
All right, I have been extremely misrepresented already.
that's Jeff. That'll do that to you.
I am an adult. I've asked her out. We've actually shared appetizers and finger food, so we kind of have been on a date.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe your email just confused me. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about her?
All right, I'll break it down for you so that you can understand it a little better.
Yeah. Oh, thank
tell
you so
to
much.
Him like he's
so
a
you,
child.
You obviously listen to the show. Yeah. You need to talk slow.
I know how to handle you guys.
Thank you.
So what's her name?
Her name's Cassie.
Cassie.
All right.
And how'd you meet her?
I'm actually a server for a catering company.
Okay.
And so I actually get hit on by women a lot at these parties, but they're usually much older than me, and they're kind of like cougars who have had a few too many champagne flutes.
I was going to comment on how hot I think men with food are, but now I'm not going to after you finish that sentence.
That's our own cougar, bro.
No, I am very young and hip.
Oh, yeah. See?
So is Cassie one of the cougars?
No. I finally met a nice, beautiful lady who is in my age range.
Dude, that's exciting.
Nice.
I mean, did you notice her first or did she notice you?
I mean, I definitely noticed her. I don't know when she noticed me, but she was with her little group of friends and she was wearing this very sexy little black dress. And I'm very observant and I have to be especially observant when I notice a gorgeous young woman.
Yeah.
I noticed that she likes this particular little finger food that we were serving. It's these mashed sweet potato avocado bites.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Sounds so good.
Interesting.
Yeah, in my mouth.
Women and their avocados. They can't resist.
Doesn't matter what it's on.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They actually are really good. So I noticed that she was like really digging these. So a buddy of mine, I was like, yo, dude, let me get that tray.
Smart, dude.
Smooth.
So I switched the trays and then I was like, circling back to her little group of friends as much as possible just so I could, like, interact with her and just kind of get a feel for, you know, what she was all about.
Yeah, for sure.
You're, like, sprinting all the way around the outside of the party and coming right back to her.
Sweating.
Yeah. And now I'm realizing why all the uggos at these parties are always carrying the crappy apps.
Yeah.
It's because the hot guys took the good ones.
You got to trade up for the best foods.
Yeah,
you guys would be surprised. That's really actually very accurate.
I'm going to pay attention next
time. I know. I love getting this insight into the catering world. All right. So you were talking with Cassie a lot. How did that go?
It was great. I mean, she was really flirty. She's really funny. Like, she's witty and cool. And then at one point, like, I was like, whoa, she's into me because she said to me, she was like, do you have an extra napkin? Because sometimes I'm kind of a dirty girl.
Hey, what's up?
I was like, whoa.
I'd be like, no, I don't, because I'm a dirty boy.
Yeah.
She's like, no, actually, it's why I'm wearing a black dress. I tend to stain everything that I own.
She was definitely just like being funny. It was cute.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good sign.
Right. And then you're thinking it's on. I mean, it was your turn to make a move. What'd you do?
I fully put my tray down and I just started having a full conversation with her. Eventually my boss came over and was like, yo, you got to get back to work. But
oh, it's a catering bad boy. I see.
Nice.
So you told us that you didn't go on an official date with her. So how did this end?
At the end of the night, I was like, we should hang out. And she was like, yeah, that'd be really fun. And we exchanged numbers and we started texting. And I asked her what she was doing on Friday and that got no response. And I texted her again and I was like, yo, did you get my text? And I never heard anything from her. So it's been like almost a week. And I'm kind of like, maybe she has a boyfriend. Maybe she was drunk and like didn't actually like me. I don't know.
That's
maybe,
what I thought, bro.
Maybe you're not as sexy without a tray of avocados in your hand.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she only likes me when she can get free little finger foods.
From it's part of your appeal.
Dude, that's all women, though.
Yeah.
You were the gateway to the sweet potatoes. Yeah. So what's your instinct? What is your instinct telling you?
Maybe she's turned off by me being a cater waiter. I don't know, but she gave me her number, so...
It is a good sign, though, that she, like, took the time to flirt with you and gave you her number. I mean, those are all signs that she probably is single.
Yeah, that's big.
Or she's a terrible girlfriend. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, I mean, she was with, like, what seemed like all of her best friends. So I feel like if she was married or, like, had a boyfriend, she wouldn't be openly flirting with some guy in front of all the friends.
Yeah. True. They would probably say something.
Totally.
I think that this sounds hopeful. Yeah. I think we can get you a date.
So let's play a song. We'll come back. And we'll call your sweet potato princess. And we'll try and get you a second date update. All right, bro?
All right, let's do it.
All right, hold on. We all know there's certain things a woman just can't resist. Like a man with a guitar. A man in a freshly pressed uniform.
Hello.
Or a man carrying a tray of sweet potato avocado bites.
Get over here, big boy.
Classic.
She'll definitely be whispering, I want you in my mouth. Even if she's only talking to those avocado bites.
Oh,
you guys need to be locked up.
That's one of our listeners, Kurt, who emailed us for a second date update. He was carrying a tray of delicious appetizers when he met a woman named Cassie at a party because he was working the event as part of a catering team and actually traded dishes with another server because he noticed Cassie liked that particular food so much. And she seemed to be flirting with him. And at the end of the night, she even said, I'd be down to hang out. But she hasn't responded to any of his texts since then.
That's pretty much the story.
Kurt, I just really hope it's not one of those situations where it's like, oh, I don't want to date the hired help. You know, I'll flirt with them, maybe fool around in a coat closet really quick, but not date them. Ugh, it's below me.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if that's the truth, I want to know it so I can move on. But I don't think she's like that.
I don't think so either, because she wouldn't have given you her phone number if she thought that way.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's call Cassie and find out. You ready to do this, Kurt?
Yep, let's do this.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Cassie, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Cassie. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk with us?
What is this about?
This is about a segment we do on our show called A Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
I might have. I don't know.
Well, the way it works is if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to figure out the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we got an email about you recently from a guy you met named Kurt.
Oh, technically, I never went on a date with him, so I don't know if I'm really supposed to be, like, talking about all this.
Well, okay, let's forget the date stuff, whether it was a date or not. Like, did you like him? Did you feel a connection? Because he definitely felt one with you. He said that you even told him that you'd be down to hang out with him sometime.
Yeah, and I would. Just maybe, like, in a group setting, you know?
Oh.
Like, nothing romantically, and I don't really know how to tell him that.
Are you not single?
No, I'm not in a relationship. It's just, like... He's off limits.
I don't understand. Why is he off limits? If you're single and you think he's cute and you like him,
and
what's the problem?
He wants to see you.
Your parents not letting you date yet? Or...
It's a curfew thing.
Oh, my God.
No?
Oh, my God. No. To be 100% honest, one of my friends called dibs on him that night, and I was like, okay. So I... Yeah.
Call dibs.
But you can't call dibs on someone if they're not interested in you. Like, she could call dibs if he gave her his phone number. She doesn't get to call dibs if he gave you his phone number.
Well, it doesn't really work that way because, like, I have a big group of friends, and it was, like, literally my friend Rebecca's turn to call dibs on whoever she wanted to that night. And, you know, we just kind of, like, respect this kind of thing in my group of friends.
What is going on?
Why can't you talk to Rebecca about dibs? Because it doesn't make any sense.
Did you hear her respect the dib?
I did talk to her about it. And honestly, I don't want any drama, guys. I just really want to avoid that at all costs. And when I spoke to her, she was just like, no, like, I call dibs and that means something. So
yeah, but how is Rebecca ever even going to find Kurt again? Rebecca doesn't have Kurt's phone number, or does she? Maybe Kurt gave out his phone number to multiple women.
No, like, I literally was just going to, like, text him and see how I kind of, like, hook them up together. It's just, yeah.
You were going to be the wing woman there.
Dude, what? Can someone explain what is dibs? Like, I don't with my bros.
It's the same. Like, you call that dude and, like, nobody else gets to hit on him that night.
Even if they're attracted to somebody
else. So that there's
the
no
group?
Drama later, right?
Yep. Oh, so you're not
Cassie, like, follow me on this one.
100%. So basically, she saw him first. She said, hey, I called dibs on him, and everyone else has to just kind of fall back, and we just respect it. It's code.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that whole sisters before misters kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Also don't know what that is, but I got you.
Hoes before bros.
Makes sense. That's weird.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, but I wonder if it makes sense to Kurt.
What?
I forgot to tell you, Cassie, that Kurt's been on the other line listening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and
you're
he heard
kidding.
That. No, I'm serious.
Oh, my God, this is so uncomfortable.
Hey, Cassie. Long time to talk.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. You know, it's like a weird situation, and you're definitely my type. I just want to put that out there. And, I mean, like, I don't know how much you heard, but, like, basically, Rebecca, my blonde friend, the one that was with us in, like, the pink dress, yeah, she called dibs, and there's really nothing I can do.
All right, why don't you give me Rebecca's number? I'll call her up. We can work this out.
Whoa.
So you're going to negotiate, Kurt?
Or are you just going to date her?
I'm going to negotiate. I don't have an interest in dating her. I'm clearly into Cassie, and if her friend is holding her back from, like, seeing a guy that she's into, like, that's not being a friend.
Ooh,
that's a very good point, Kurt.
It is.
You know what? That's so nice of you to say, but I don't want that kind of drama. I'll lose a friendship over it, and it's really too much. You know what I mean? She's a really nice person, but, like, she gets pissed off. She's very vindictive.
That doesn't sound like a nice...
So wait, Cassie, I mean, she sounds like a kind of terrible friend.
I'm a sweet girl, but I will effing kill you.
Yeah. Like, if that girl is that much drama, why do you even want her in your life anyway?
No, we've just been friends for forever, you know? It's just the kind of person who kind of, like, has your back and all of that and is just, like, always available. But you push her off in one of these kind of ways, she'll just, like, go nuts. Like, we have another friend in our group who ended up hooking up with her brother, and Rebecca was so pissed off, she had this girl's car towed.
Oh!
Okay.
Wow.
That is very vindictive. I mean,
yikes.
But a brother hookup situation is different than this guy doesn't like you, Rebecca, and he likes me. Sorry.
Right. That seems even worse.
Okay. I thought it seemed better. I don't know.
All right. Let me ask Cassie this. What if I go on one fake date with your friend Rebecca?
Fake?
Yeah, I'll be like a total pig. I'll, like, have terrible manners. Like, I won't put on deodorant that night.
Dude.
Like, and then afterwards, it's like the dib has been given up.
Undibbed.
I don't think it works that way. That's really, really sweet of you to try. I mean.
So you're afraid of losing a friendship, but aren't you afraid of losing true love?
Oh,
I bet, Kurt.
Wow.
Dude, Cassie.
Kurt.
And I even am true to the dib. Okay, rule.
My heart,
yes, I bet, Kurt.
My heart is melting right now from every word that
Cassie.
Comes out of Kurt's mouth.
Cassie, give me one day. And if it's horrible and you don't want to see me again, then Rebecca or whatever her name is doesn't even need to know about it.
Oh, my God.
What do you say,
You're
Cassie?
Ridiculous. I feel like so pressured right now.
No. Don't feel pressured. Just go out with him while everybody is listening, and we will offer to pay for that date.
Yeah.
Question, group thing. Would you be open to that? We'll hang out, like, in a group and see, like...
With Rebecca?
No.
That is a dumb idea, Cassie.
She'll fight you, I bet, in front of him.
Guys, there's just, like, a girl's code. I just can't do it.
Come on.
No! Do it!
Girls code was meant to be broken.
Come on. If she's a good friend, she'll understand.
And if not, she'll make me suffer.
Look, Brooke is signing off as a female that it's okay to break girl code on this one.
Yes.
Well, because her girl code is entering into ridiculous code. Like, you know, you can only take it so far. And always, your friend's happiness should be at the forefront of every decision. And that is not true for Rebecca.
Guys, I'm really so sorry, but my decision is final.
Oh my God.
Dude, you're going to regret this.
Okay, listen, I'm going to get one of my buddies set up with Rebecca, someone hotter than me that she can, like, she can focus her energies on and not worry about what her friend does.
Ooh, I like that.
Kathy, I'm not giving up on you, but I'm just letting you know what's going on over here.
Oh, you guys are the cutest.
That's bro code right there.
Oh my God.
I guess no second date for the moment, but
yes, yes.
I feel like this could possibly change. Will you guys keep us updated on what happens between you two?
I'll let you guys know.
Oh my God. Upgrade Rebecca and go for Kurt, Cassie. I'm so excited.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We aired that about 4 months ago, and it was one of our most popular second dates ever, I think.
I know, because they seem so cute together.
Yeah. And even listening back this whole time, Brooke and I were like, oh, this one is so good.
I know, and then she says, okay, continue.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, I know.
We're excited.
It was a really good one. People have been asking on our text board for months and on our social media, you know, did Cassie break girl code? Mm-hmm. Did they go out again?
Yeah.
Well, we have them on the phone. They're on with us once more. Cassie and Kurt, welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Oh, they sound happy.
Yeah.
Is this a happy couple calling?
Are you guys in the same room or are you in different places?
We're in different places right now.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
But they spoke at the exact same time. It's like they're synced up. So, Kurt, what happened? Did you end up finding a friend to date Cassie's friend?
Yes, I found a buddy who was down. I showed him a few pictures of her friend, and we did a double date.
Shut up, you double dated.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And as wonderful as it was for us, it was actually even better for our friends.
Really?
Oh, so your girlfriend wasn't mad at you for dating her?
Not at all. Like, they hit it off.
Wow.
They hit it off so well, guys, that they have a wedding next month.
Wait, you cooked your friend up and now she's getting married?
Like, in a six-month period?
No, listen, it's only been a couple months.
Even less.
They knew what they wanted.
She's also pregnant, I should probably mention. Or maybe I shouldn't mention.
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
Wait, who's
Cassie's friend?
Oh, Cassie's friend.
Oh my
God, Kurt. I thought Cassie was pregnant.
I thought Kurt was pregnant.
What are you doing? You're not even supposed to say that. You know that.
Oh. Kurt, God. Don't be a dumb.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Wait, you guys ignore that. It's my bad.
Everyone forget it.
It's fine.
Delete. That didn't happen.
Delete. Back to you two again. How are you guys doing? Are you still together?
Yes. Well, we are dating. We're just taking it slow.
Good.
But we're really happy, and it's just really incredible how it's all worked out.
That's so cute.
This is like the first time we accidentally helped multiple people and led to a marriage and a pregnancy.
Don't say the pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I mean, no, delete, delete.
And a dragnancy.
Okay.
It's a code.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, Cassie. If you ever get knocked up, don't tell Kurt for a while.
Seriously,
right? And so I want to broadcast it.
Well, keep us updated on your situation.
That's so cute. Send pictures from the wedding.
Yeah. Oh my God, we will.
Tell your friends we say congrats to them as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, we will.
Yay.
Thanks for being on with us. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I love.
Moving 92.5.